Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me.
To swim and I learn how to love. Come on, Mino.
What about living in a little about love?
I need the lyrics in front of me.
This is the song we karaoke together, me and Mino.
Where?
At my birthday party.
That we weren't invited to?
We should make Dan do this at karaoke at training camp to get his Spencer McKenzie Fish Taco band lifted.
In Malibu.
You would let me eat a fish burrito, a seafood burrito, if I sang this song. Do you think they'd even have this song?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they'd have this song.
Yes.
This is a karaoke hit.
Mm-hmm. Also, Summer Bash.
Ooh. You could pledge.
Is there a little dance break for us to dance?
Of course.
Would you want to do this together?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Like we did.
Write a song and dance.
What was our other song?
Oh, come on.
I don't remember.
Gemstones.
Yeah. We were clogging.
All right, well, this song is playing, not because I wanted to, but I do want it to if Julie wants it to, because Julie has announced her retirement. Not really, just her full-time ticker gig retirement, right?
That's right.
You're done doing tickers full-time.
Mm-hmm. I am.
And but she's not leaving us forever.
Nope.
But we'll take a few phone calls. We have the phone number is Julie.
Something, something, AP69?
No, that's the crow line.
888-787-1310. That's the only one I know.
888-787-1310 if you want to hop on board. I want to play a piece of audio, though, before we start getting into that. Because I want to have an assignment for the weekend. Does everybody have HBO Max?
Yeah, dude.
We can give it to each other.
Does everybody have the ability to go to a theater? Mm-hmm. Because this weekend, in theaters... And on HBO Max. Can I have the audio? Cable one? Yeah.
How is it?
Basketball camp is next weekend. You got amazing potential on the court, and I can help you get there.
That's not what I want, Dad. You never let me do what I want to do. You never let me just do me.
Hold up. Wrong floor.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents...
Will Smith, I got to deal with this.
LeBron James walking through a computer room. His son has been taken into some kind of a vortex. And now LeBron is taken into that vortex, the computer world. As he falls.
Welcome, King James. I am the king of this domain. This is the serververse.
What'd you do to my son? Riff Donald.
The only way you're getting your son back is if you and I play a little basketball. Pete, send this clown to the rejects.
Wait.
I believe we're watching the whole movie right here.
Yeah.
Oh, he's being dropped into Toon World. You know what we're doing this weekend.
What is this? I'm a cartoon?
What's up, Doc?
All right, you got the point, right?
I'm in.
In.
The Space Jam remake. Have you seen the original?
Probably, but it's been a really long time. But this is one I can bring the kids to, right?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
We're
There's
in.
Just some heavy petting and mild nudity. No,
okay.
Actually,
Bugs
I'm not,
Bunny movie.
I'm not going to see it because they made Lola not hot anymore, and I think that's too woke.
What's Lola, the bunny, the girl bunny?
Yeah.
How is she not hot anymore?
They made her, like, she's not as curvy now because everybody's worried about getting canceled, so I'm not going to go see it.
Are you serious?
Yep.
It's like she used to have boobs and now she doesn't, is what you're saying?
Yeah, no, so I'm out.
Isn't she a rabbit?
Yeah, but she used to be a hot rabbit, now she's a frump rabbit. And I saw
For real?
Out.
Let me see. You have a picture of her?
Yeah, here's kind of a good, you know, so.
See, that's still hot to me.
Earlier, Lola kind of had some bust.
Earlier, Lola looks like, she should be on the cheerleading squad.
She just had a breast reduction.
To be honest with you, newer Lola still has a lot going on downstairs.
Mm-hmm. In fact,
her
that
hips
might
are
be
still quite nice.
Yeah, child rearing hips.
Yeah. But, you know, they made it.
Child-bearing hips?
Rearing?
Yeah, I don't think you can rear the child with your hips.
See, she used to be, here she is wearing a skirt in the other one, and now she's just...
Now she can wear compression
now
shorts.
She identifies as they.
Yeah. I wouldn't even let
does
her
Does she?
Yeah. Would you let her in your bathroom?
Wow.
I'm not going to go.
What bathroom does she go in?
Either one.
Outside, because she's a rabbit.
Yeah, but you know what else she does a lot, because she's a rabbit?
All right, bud. All right, bud.
Matthew in Lake Highlands, you're on with Julie.
Hello, Hang team. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome.
Appreciate that. I was wondering if I perhaps could address the Octomom, the CEO of the show, Miss Julie Dobbs.
Yes.
Can I do that?
Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Julie. Hey, I just wanted to say you're wonderful. And when I was looking at Ticket Twitter this morning, I didn't think that I would hear such sad and devastating news. I thought maybe HR finally caught up with Dan about some of his on-air comments, but
no, because I'm here, the female CEO. They can't touch him.
That's right.
You're in charge. Yeah. Everyone knows this. Well, I just wanted to let you know that I'm sure you already know you're making the right decision. My wife and I have 3 young kids, and she struggles with trying to do everything and feels like, you know, there's always something that she doesn't have enough time for. That's
blah
important.
Blah blah. Hey, yeah, we've all heard it. Oh.
But I just want you to know you're doing the right thing. It's very difficult, and we're all looking forward to hearing more from you, whether it's the mom game or fishing show or whatever you're going to do in the future. So,
Thank you so much. That was very nice.
Something happened to the phone line.
What if I just start sneaking in HSOs on the fishing show because I like need an outlet?
Oh, for sure. I mean, Trey might even be better than Luca. All right, we have out of Ray Roberts.
Steve and Irving.
Hey, Hang Zone.
Steve.
Hey.
What's going on? Julie, you're hilarious. You're real life hot. And just seeing if you were trying to go to Angels and Airwaves with Jake when they come into town.
I'm not an Angels and Airwaves guy. I'm a boxcar guy.
I don't know what that is.
Me either.
One of Tom DeLonge's side projects.
Truck driver Jack in Minnesota.
Hey, Hang Zone, what's going on?
I don't know.
Julie, I just wanted to say you brought a calming voice to the room, and I'm really going to miss you. And that first guy was, you did right blowing him up, man.
Aw, well, thank you very much.
Oh, no, what happened to Jack? Jack? What's his name?
Jack the truck driver.
Kevin on top of a silo. Wow. You're on the ticket.
Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Loud and clear.
Sure. Well, Julie, I needed to sing to you because I am going to miss you so much. And you're my Julie. The moment I heard you glistening that wonderful.
Oh, no. Ragonk Force. Is that your name?
Man, I talk to you guys every week.
Oh.
Boy.
Anyway, listen. That's
kind of being mean.
I'm sorry.
You'd think somebody who talks to me every week would have a little more, I don't know, just friendliness in their voice. You're just yelling.
Sir. I don't want any trouble.
Just start yelling.
I don't want any trouble. I just want to tell Judo that she's the best. We all miss Blueberry. And I wanted to hijack the airwaves and send some congratulations out to the bear, who is your newest beluga whale trainer at SeaWorld San Diego, you guys.
Well, look at that.
You are?
Congrats.
Let's go!
Congrats. That's awesome.
All right.
Come see you. I'll bring the kids.
Is this guy's name Joey, or is it Bring Back My Joey?
Just Joey.
Okay, it says
on the
screen.
We're going to bring him back, though.
It says right here, Bring Back My Joey and Joshua.
Are you bringing him back?
I think I am. Hello, Joey.
Joey.
What's up, Jules?
What's the thought process on continuing to be Joey? How old are you?
30 enough.
Because when I was in fourth grade, I remember the time, maybe it was even earlier than that, I came home and said, I'm not Danny. I'm Dan.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's Gallo, that, too. Jules, we're going to miss you, babe.
What do you say?
He'll ask Gallo Jules, that, because Joey Gallo is still Joey.
Oh, Joey Gallo. Okay.
Or Galloway.
And he's, like, a pretty cool dude.
That's right. I'm not, I wasn't following.
Yeah,
he is a really
you,
cool
Joey.
Dude.
I got your back.
Could strike out a little less for my taste.
You're that guy.
Go
yes.
ahead, Joey.
Hey, Joey.
Oh, Joey.
What's up?
Hey, I tried to get a nickname going for you months ago, but it never caught on.
What was that?
Cinderella.
Oh, I like it. We'll add it to the list.
Yeah. You know why you're really leaving?
Well, why?
Because you're a bitch.
Oh! That was kind of awesome.
Well, I think that's probably...
I'd want to take one more, but yeah, I don't think that's...
248.